I've asked Richard Hadlock to read his 1964 eulogy from the San Francisco Examiner.
I haven't looked at this in 40-some years, probably.
Because it illustrates the warm personal feeling that was expressed by each and every one of the musicians that I'd talked to who'd known Frank Goody.
Goody was not one of the great jazz men. He never pretended to be. But I think most of us who knew him felt we had a great deal to learn from his example. Unlike some of the most celebrated musicians who can become so involved in jazz that outside reality ceases to exist for them, Goody was a true man of the world. It's said as a man rather than as a musician that I think of him now. 6.5 feet of serenity and homegrown wisdom, a born gentleman. One of the last of the old school. When he played, the clarinetist gave it everything he had, no matter how many fumbling amateurs might be blowing alongside him. Jazz was a vital force in Goody's life. Few musicians his age, he was 64, were ever more eager to play. I think the greatest lesson he bequeathed to those who go on living the jazz life was simply that people are more important than music. Frank Goody left us with the image of a man who possessed far more important qualities: dignity, integrity, compassion, gentleness, a thirst for knowledge and a love of life as it really is. He'll be missed.
Thank you to Richard Hadlock for rereading that 1964 eulogy.